Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Drew Doherty here in the locker room after Wednesday's practice with tight end Owen Daniels. Owen, thanks so much for joining us. Tough Sunday, obviously, but that's in the rearview mirror right now, right?
Absolutely. We got to move on. It's a new week. We can't worry about last week. We're going to go out and play well and beat a team this week. So, you know, Tennessee's obviously a really good team, really physical, going to play away from home. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Do you hear about Sunday's loss more from guys like us in the media and maybe the people you meet or see on your way to and from work?
Yeah, you know, I have my own radio show, so I knew it was going to be a little rough when we did that. And that's expected, I guess, you know, with all the expectations for us this year and for ourselves and those expectations from the media and the fans. To go out and perform like that, it's understandable that people are a little upset about it. We're mad. You know, we're not happy with the way we played. You know, we're probably more upset than anybody else. So it's fair, though.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not much fun medicine to take there, you know, 2 days after what happened. But moving forward, you've got a great. There are no easy games in the NFL. You got another tough one against the Titans. What do you guys do differently to kind of open up the run this week?
I think, you know, we were thinking a lot last week, and I don't know if it was a game plan. You know, coaches took some credit for that, but you know, I think we had to go out there and play and be on our assignments, and we weren't as sound as we should have been. I think we're going to simplify things a little bit and just get back to the way we play football, run the ball, play action, you know, just stuff we've been doing in the past, all last year. So getting back on that train and being able to fly around and just play ball is what you're trying to get back to.
Yeah, you say simplifying. You just mentioned a few things, but is it easier said than done, you know, making it simpler than it was before?
It is. I think we just need to be a little more focused during practice. I think we struggled a bit last week beyond our assignments, even during the week in practice. And today went out, had a lot better practice for Wednesday, and we're moving a lot faster. So when we practice fast and we're flying around, that's when we play well. So we need to keep that for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you just touched on it. As an outside observer, it looked like practice was a little chippier, a little, like you said, more up-tempo. How accurate is that? As far, you had the noise going, the crowd noise. For folks that don't know, that they pipe in crowd noise to make it seem like a more like a road game. Yeah, you just mentioned that. How tough is that? How much does it wear on your nerves?
It's good to do, but it's tough, man. Just having that blare in your ear all day of practice. Usually it's louder than it actually is in the game. So, but I guess it helps us train to shoot. I can't hear Matt at all when I'm in the games, and we're on the road. It's hard to hear him here at home. So doing that helps us get prepared. That's a tough place to play. So, but like you said, we're definitely flying around a little better today.
Good stuff. Tough place to play. Tough defense, right?
Absolutely. I think they're one of the most physical teams in the league. Definitely in our division, and I think we're trying to match them there. We're trying to establish ourselves as a physical team, and went toe to toe with them last year at the end of the year, and played well, came out the win here. So we know we can do it. We just have to put things together. Haven't done it in Tennessee yet, so it's another challenge for us. Got to go get our first win there since I've been here. So. Got to get that done this week.
We know the names: Kirst, Bullock, Vandenbosch, you know, lots of Griffin, lots of impressive names. Anybody standing out on film that you've seen so far that, you know, has kind of flown under the radar before?
Oh, man. I think they're solid. I think their backups up front are real solid. You know, the guys that have come in and replace Haynesworth, you know, they might be a better team without him right now, just with the guys they got flying around being active in there. You can go from anywhere from the secondary up to their line, and they got good players everywhere, Pro Bowlers, so definitely have a work cut out for us.
All right, moving on. Tough weekend up in Madison last Saturday. What changes now for the Badgers?
It was tough. We got away with one. We're sitting okay. We're sitting okay at 2-0, but I think our defense needs to pick it up. I love my alma mater, man. I love the Badgers, but their defense makes me yell at the TV.
Well, what do you yell? Can you say that?
Well, you know, like a fan that loves their team, they make me yell at, like, in anger at the TV. Like, I'm not going to say what I yell, but something like, come on, guys. Let's can't have that happen.
I believe you. Yeah, we don't need to press you too hard.
Yeah. But I got some tough work for them, you know, getting into the Big Ten season, but They've surprised me before, so you know, hopefully they can do some good things, get to a bowl game this year.
Owen, we sure appreciate it. Good luck this week in Tennessee.
Thanks.